好，我们来看一下文章中间各种将来式分别如何使用的。Lesson 85 Never too old to learn 活到老，学到老。Now read the passage, follow me please. I have just received a letter from my old school informing me that my former headmaster, Mrs. Dutpage, will be retiring next week. Pupils of the school, old and new, will be sending him a present to mark the occasion. All those who have contributed towards the gift will sign their names in a large album, which will be sent to the headmaster's home. We shall all remember Mr. Page for his patience and understanding and for the constant encouragement he gave us when we went so unwillingly to school. A great many former pupils will be attending a farewell dinner in his honor next Thursday. It is a curious coincidence that the day before his retirement, Mr. Page will have been teaching for a total of 40 years. After he has retired, he will devote himself to gardening. For him, this will be an entirely new hobby. But this does not matter, for as he has often remarked,One is never too old to learn. OK, 讲的是我们老校长的故事。注意一下文章中间一般将来时、将来进行时、将来完成进行时分别如何使用的。Now, sentence one is, I have just received a letter from my old school, informing me that my former headmaster, Mr. Dutpage, will be retiring next week. 我刚刚收到母校的一封信，通知我说以前的校长斯图亚特佩奇先生下星期就要退休了。好，首先本文中间注意一下 informing me that， informing 是个现在分词，那么这个短语 informing me that 现在分词短语做状语， OK， that 从句做 informed 宾语从句。另外需要注意的一个结构是 will be retiring， will be retiring 是个将来进行时，表示对将来行为和动作一种判断推测，更有把握。Will be retiring. 我刚刚收到母校的一封信，通知我说以前的校长斯图亚特佩奇先生下星期就要退休了。好，本句话中重点注意一下现在分词以及将来进行时用法。我们来回顾一下例句。I have just received a letter from my old school informing me that my former headmaster, Mrs. Dutpage, will be retiring next week. Informing me that will be retiring.